Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yarga people as the traditional owners of this land where we record. And recognize that these have always been places of meeting and sharing. that it is not clear from the seal that the figure has three faces, is seated in a yoga posture, or even that the shape is intended to represent a human figure. He characterizes these views as speculative, but adds that it is nevertheless possible that there are echoes of Shaiva iconographic themes, such as half-moon shapes resembling the horns of a bull. John Key writes that he may indeed be an early manifestation of Lord Shiva as Pashupati. But a couple of his specialties of this figure does not match with Rudra. Writing in 1997, Srinivasan interprets what John Marshall interpreted as facial as not human, but more bovine, possibly a divine buffalo man. Such as the early Elamite seals these have been interpreted as seated bull and not a yogi. And the bovine interpretation is likely more accurate. Gregory L. Paseo in 2002 associated it with the water buffalo and concluded that while it would be appropriate to recognize the figure as a deity and its posture as one of ritual discipline, regarding it as a proto-Shiva would go too far. is feared in the hymns of the Rig Veda. The beneficial rains he brings are welcomed as Shiva aspect of him. This healing, nurturing, life-enabling aspect emerges in the Vedas as Rudra Shiva, and in post-Vedic literature, ultimately as Shiva, who combines the destructive and constructive powers, the terrific and the gentle, as the ultimate recycler and rejuvenator of all existence. Thank you.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.